What's up, guys? This is Dante, Glenn's assistant, and you're listening to the Energy Awareness Training Podcast. Enjoy.
So, it's a dedication and a commitment to be energetically aware, to be able to make, to be able to control the energies. And the first energies you want to control is your thoughts and your thinking. So, what I recommend is asking yourself and watching your thoughts, asking yourself, whose thoughts are these? Wait a minute. Whose thoughts are these? What's the feeling? Instead of just automatically, okay, well, I got a thought, that means I got to act on it. Oh, you know, let's go to the store and get some ice cream. Okay. Now let's put off doing our paperwork until tomorrow. Oh, okay, you get those kind of thoughts. Now, most of the time, we get a thought, we act upon it. But being energetically aware is the ability to go, oh, I got a thought, I don't have to act on it. Especially, you know, a lot of my students say, boy, I'm at a place where I'm you know, 30 years old and I feel that life has passed me by. And that all my good times are over. Or I'm 30, or I'm 40, or I'm 50. What, you know, you pick your number. They think, oh, I'm at this age and life has passed me by. Well, whose thought is that? Is that your thought? Is that what I call the authentic you? Is that the high vibration energy that makes you feel good, that expands your awareness, that makes you, that inspires you to greatness? Or does it want to make you feel bad? Or does it want to make you second guess yourself? Or does it want to make you judge yourself and put yourself down for what you did or what you didn't do or what you should have done or for where you are or for where you're not or where you should be? You see, just the energies of that thought, I feel that life has passed me by. Oh, is that a high vibration energy thought or a low vibration energy thought? It's a low vibration energy thought. And what's low vibration energy going to bring more of? More low vibration energy. So let's follow the equation. Thought becomes a feeling, becomes an emotion, becomes the behavioral direction, and then you actually carry out the behavior. So if I'm thinking, life's passed me by, I should be more, I'm not where I want to be. Okay, that's a thought. Now, if you don't do anything about that thought's gonna start to expand as a feeling of a, yeah, I'm not right, something's wrong, I've screwed up, etc. And that feeling is gonna turn into an emotion of, could be self-hatred, could be self-judgment, could be any of these things that wanna take you down into the low, into that direction. And what's that going to do? It's going to create a behavior direction, usually low vibration energy, probably something that's a low vibration energy behavior. And it's going to move you down in the low vibration energy, which is more anxiety, stress, worry, self-doubt, judgment, etc. So what I'm suggesting that you do is you recognize, as you're watching these thoughts, you recognize, hey, I have 50,000 thoughts going through my head, and they're not all my friends. Some of them are my enemies. So instead of believing everything I think, I'm gonna watch my thoughts. I'm gonna watch what goes through my head. Okay, that's your first way of being able to deal with thoughts as energy. So when you have, now, so I can hear you say, well, what happens when I get all these thoughts that just paralyze me? Mentally, or shut me down physically of, oh, this isn't right, and that's not right, and I should be here, and I got this condition, and this isn't working out, and, okay, good question. First off, you want to recognize the process itself. So the process itself is your head's getting jammed with thoughts. So what those thoughts want you to do is they want to engage you in conversation. Your life sucks. No, it doesn't. Well, yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Well, yes, it does. Here's why. Or you're sick. You're not getting any better. It's probably going to be this way forever. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, well, let me tell you why it's going to be. And as long as you're having a conversation in your head about it and thinking and thinking and thinking, the thinking, first of all, what energy is it? If I'm thinking about my misery and I'm wondering why and I'm discussing it and I'm analyzing it, what's that going to create more of? More misery, more low vibration energy. And it starts with that thought, which is going to be move into a feeling, which is going to expand into an emotion, which is going to create a behavior direction, which will actually carry out that behavior. So, first thing is being aware. Second off is getting the direction, the place of where that low vibration energy is. So whenever we're suffering, whenever we're in a low vibration frequency, it's usually because we're stuck in our heads. What does that mean, stuck in your head? Well, there's a phrase I use called energy flows where attention goes. Energy flows where attention goes. So if I'm here in my head and my attention is I'm thinking, that energy is located up here. Now, energetically speaking, this is where the low vibration energy like to congregate, in your head. You ever heard that term, the guy's in his head, or he's too much in his head, he's thinking about it. What that means is that he's trapped in this cycle of thought, trapped in that cycle of thought, and there's no response that he can. He's just, it's like being caught, you know, in an undertow. So rather than deal with each particular thought and trying to rationalize it and trying to discuss it and intellectualize it, we have another saying that says nothing changes until energy moves. Now, for energy to be healthy, it's got to keep moving. It's like our system. We have to have circulation through our whole body. If we just have circulation in one place and not the others, there's going to be trouble. Right? Because true health is circulation. So energy is like water. If water stays stuck in one place, it's going to get dirty. But if water continues to flow like rivers, the very act of moving cleans and clears the water, which makes it clean. It's the same thing with our energies. We got to keep our energies moving. We got to keep our energies clean and clear. If they get stuck, if they get congested, you know, it's like having a garden hose. Remember when we were kids, you were playing with the garden hose? When you have a kink in the hose, no water can get through it. No, there's plenty of water, but because there's a kink in the hose, the energy's jammed, or the water's jammed up, and it can't get through. Unkink the hose, water goes through. Same thing with our energy systems. We unkink any energy blockages, or any energy resistances, anything that's stopping the flow, and we're gonna create more high vibration energy. So what I wanna do here is give you an exercise that I use with my students to illustrate this point. So do this with me if you would, it will help you a lot. You know, if you're new to energy awareness training, go ahead and close your eyes for a minute. And just go internal for a moment. Just go internal. What does it feel like to be inside that body of yours? Are there lots of thoughts going on? Do you have any pressure, any aches and pains? Are the thoughts just going nuts? What is this? What is this guy talking about? Energy, blah, blah. Just listen to this, become aware of this whole energetic process taking place inside you. You're not running it, it's running itself. Thoughts running themselves, emotions running themselves, it's sensations. Just take a moment and notice that. Just take 10 seconds right now and notice that. Good, okay. Now, just be aware of thinking right now. Be aware of the thoughts, be aware of thinking. Notice your thought process is mainly located in your head, right? You're thinking, thinking. If you're pointing, where are you thinking? Well, you're thinking in your head, okay? Now, when we think in our heads and our energy hasn't been distributed, it's gonna be congested from the neck up. And when the energy is congested, it doesn't flow. If energy doesn't flow, it's stuck. If energy is stuck, it's moving in the low vibration energy, which means you're either suffering now or headed there. So let's get out of the head and let's see what happens when we distribute our energy, okay? All right, so keep your eyes closed now. And I want you to visualize in your head, just go with this, you can't do this wrong. I want you just to visualize an elevator inside your head and open the elevator doors, you know, see it, feel it, whatever, but just put one there and just put all the thinking that's going on inside. Just put all the thoughts, all the thinking, all the worry, all the concern, all the thinking, all the analyzation, all just put it in the elevator, put it in, your whole thought process, just put it in that elevator and let's close the elevator doors. Now let's visualize or feel or direct that elevator to move down our body with all the thoughts and all the thinking and all that stuff, moving it down our body, moving it down our chest, moving it down our stomach, moving it down our legs, moving it down into the ground. That's your whole thought process. All those thoughts, move it down into the ground, 10 feet down and 10 feet to the left. So it's out of your body, it's in the ground, boom, it's in that elevator. Now, remember I said energy flows where attention goes? I want you to put your attention now to the bottom part of your spine, in the spot between the bottom part of your spine and your belly button, or what I call the center point, right around that area, just around that area. Put your attention into that area. That's your center point. Now, I want you to imagine that you're breathing from down there. You're going to operate from down there. That's your point of reference, your center point. You may have heard this in martial arts. You know, they say, come from your center. That's your source. They call it the Dan Dien, which is your source of power. So when you operate from that place, there's a shift. Now, when you're focused down there, notice the thoughts have gotten quieter. Okay, notice we've evacuated the head and we're putting our attention on our center point. Now let's do an exercise to illustrate this point. So in the area, I want to activate that with an exercise, and it's called squeezing the PC muscles or squeezing your butt cheeks. Okay, very simple. It's like the muscles you use when you got to go to the bathroom, but you got to hold it. Okay, so we're going to do simply 7 repetitions of squeezing, of, you can call them butt squeezes or PC squeezes. Why are we doing that? We're doing that to focus on that area. We're doing that to activate that area as our prime point of concentration. Okay, so let's just go ahead and do that, okay? So concentrate on your center point and let's do 7 PC squeezes, I'll lead you. So number 1, squeeze the cheeks, hold, let go. That's number 1. Number 2, squeeze the cheeks, hold, and let go. Number 3, squeeze, hold, let go. Number 4, squeeze, hold, and let go. Number 5, squeeze, hold, and let go. Number 6, squeeze, hold, and let go. And for number 7, let's hold it for the whole count of 7. So here we go, squeeze, hold for the count of 7. 1, 2, keep squeezing, 3, 4, keep squeezing, 5, 6, and 7, release. Good. All right, now, make sure you're sitting up. Make sure your spine's straight. Make sure your feet are flat on the floor. And I want you to tune into the center point. I want you to feel the floor underneath your feet. I want you to feel your butt on the chair. I want you to feel your legs underneath your hands. And I want you to access your lower body. Completely out of your head, into the center point, into the lower body. Why? Why do we want to be in the lower body? Because when we're in the lower body, being in the lower body and accessing that opens up the energy channels from head to toe. So when we're accessing this lower part of our body, we're moving the energy. We're moving the energy so that it is moving from top to bottom. Now, if I stay in my head, that energy is going to be constricted, and that's going to bring low vibration energy. I'm in my lower body, and I'm feeling the floor underneath my feet. I'm feeling my chair underneath my butt. That opens up the energy for me to be in high vibrational energy, okay, for the energy to move. When energy is moving, we're in high vibrational energy. When energy is not moving, we're in low. So that's one of the key ways to shift from low vibration to high vibration. Low vibration, energy not moving. High vibration, move that energy. Whether it's through breathing, whether it's through walking around the block, whether it's through exercise, calisthenics, some of the energy exercises I teach, whatever, move that energy, you'll feel better. Okay, so here we are. I want you to tune into your center point, and I want to show you a breath that is very easy, but it moves energy. And this is a great way for you to overcome overthinking or thought attacks or thought or energy, low vibration energy congestion in your head. By getting out of your head, getting all the thought processes out of your head and putting them into the ground, and then start to activate your center point and your lower body. This is part of the training exercise and regimen that I teach my students to do every single day. I do it every day, multiple times per day, to keep the energy flowing. All right, so I'm gonna have you with your back straight, feet flat on the floor, head up, relax your shoulders. I want you to tune into your center point. Now, I want you to imagine that your nose is located at your center point, okay? And what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a breath, breathing through the nose for the count of six, hold for the count of three, and then exhale for the count of six. Pretty simple. But the key thing is to do it breathing through the nose with the projection that our nose is at our center point. Again, energy flows where attention goes. Put your attention on your center point, breathe from there, you open up your energy. Put your attention in your head, breathe from there, you close the energy and move into low vibration. So you're already in, if you've got thought attacks, if you're overthinking, if your mind's driving you crazy, you're already in low vibration energy. So this is the antidote to getting out of it. And this is one of the beginning methods I show on how to get out of that process. Okay, so here we go. Tune into your center point, bottom part of your spine. Imagine that your nose is there. Close your eyes, head up, relax your shoulders, and let's take some energetic breaths. Breathing moves energy. It's easy to do, it's easy not to do, but we want to move energy and be in high vibration energy. So this is a specific action that you can take to do that. All right, so here we go. Tune into your center point. Imagine that your nose is there. And let's take an energetic breath. Here we go, inhale slowly. One, through the nose. Two, three, breathe low. Four, five, breathe low. Six, fill up the lungs with air. Hold it for the count of three. One, two, three, exhale through the mouth loudly. For the count of six, get all the air out. Good, normal breath, pause. Just pause for a moment and be still, be aware. just kind of touch the silence. That silence is so good for you, and it increases the high vibration energy. Okay, let's go again. Energetic breath, tune into your center point. Imagine that your nose is there. Let's take a full body breath and begin. Inhale through the nose for the count of six, hold for the count of three, exhale loudly through the mouth for the count of six. Here we go, through the nose, inhale, one, two, three, four, breathe low, five, six, fill up the lungs with air, hold it for the count of three, one, two, three, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, get all the air out, pause, normal breath, just take a few seconds and be still, go into the gap between the thoughts. Nice. Okay, a few more. We're moving energy. You don't think, there's nothing to think about, there's nothing to analyze. We're moving energy. And when you move energy, you're changing the frequency from low to high. That's all we're doing. We're not interested in any thoughts or analyzations about it. Just want to move the energy. Here we go. Tune into your center point. Imagine that your nose is there. Feel the floor underneath your feet. Remember, you're in your lower body. Here we go, energetic breath, inhale through the nose, count of six, here we go, inhale, one, two, three, four, five, six, big breath, fill up the lungs there, hold it for the count of three, one, two, three, exhale loudly through the mouth for the count of six. Good, get all the air out, pause for a moment, just be still, be aware. Notice the mind's quiet. Even if it's just quiet for a few seconds, that peace, that quiet, that's the high vibration energy trying to grow, trying to expand inside you. It's available. Peace of mind, happiness, joy, peace are available at every moment of our lives if we'll do what it takes to get there. And this is one of the fastest ways to get there. Here we go. Let's just do a couple more of these. Okay, energetic breath. Tune into your center point. Bottom part of your spine, feel the floor underneath your feet. Let's take an energetic breath. Imagine that your nose is down there. Here we go, count of six, inhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Big breath, fill up the lungs with air. Hold it for the count of three. One, two, three, loudly exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Get all the air out. Good, normal breath, pause. Let's take a 10 second pause into the gap between the thoughts now. Excellent, good. All right, one more. I think you're getting the hang of this now. Again, energetic breath. Completely out of our head, putting our attention at our center point. The point between the bottom part of our spine and our belly button, feeling the floor underneath our feet, feeling our butt in the chair, feeling our hands on our legs. Let's take an energetic breath, inhale through the nose for the count of six, hold for the count of three, exhale loudly through the mouth for the count of six, and then pause. Here we go. Begin, inhale, one, two, breathe low, three, four, all the way down to your feet, five, six, fill up the lungs with air, hold it for the count of three, one, two, three, exhale. Get all the air out. Good, pause. Normal breath. And let's take a 30 second pause and just let's be still, be aware. If thoughts come, let them go. Just concentrate on being present, being right here, right now, in your energy of stillness, joy, and happiness. 30 seconds, here we go. That's right. Just be still. Be aware, alert, awake. Notice the thoughts are trying to pull you out, trying to engage you. Just be still. Let the thoughts do what they're doing and just concentrate on peace, stillness, space. The place between the thoughts. The space behind the words. Excellent. Excellent. Now let's direct our thoughts into high vibration energy now. So you notice we've gotten out of the grips of the low vibration energy by changing our focus, by using the elevator technique to get rid of the thought process, to evacuate the head, to activate the center point, to feel the floor underneath our feet, our legs, so that we're really clear and connected to the bottom part of our body. We use the energetic breath to start moving the energy, and we started that at our center point. The center point, when it's literally when they say, hey, get centered. You've heard that. Hey, you know, you got to get centered. Centered at your center point. That's what it means. You're at the place where you're at your most productive, you're at your most conscious, you're at your most aware place. And the energetic breath, simple breath, starts moving the energies. Can it be that simple? Yes, it can. It can be that simple. Because as you're breathing and you're moving the energy and concentrating on keeping that energy moving, it disconnects the low vibration energy. It disconnects the monkey mind. It disconnects the chatter. I call it the chatter that doesn't matter. And then within that energetic breath, after each breath, we just pause for 5-10 seconds and move into silence, move into space, move into awareness. Now, the low vibration energy hates silence. It hates space. It hates peace. And that's why it'll do everything it can to distract you or disrupt you from your peace. But this is part of the daily training that I teach my students on how to be aware of. This simple exercise done correctly every day over time can give you mastery over your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, because you're learning how to take control. You're learning how to be proactive with your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and to have you run the show, not to have the low vibration energy run the show, which it's been doing most of your life. So this is your day of freedom. This is your day of emancipation. All right. So let's recap what we've learned here today. We've learned that we have to be aware of our thinking. We can't believe every thought that we think, because the low vibration energies, the energies that we don't want, can hack into our thought processes and give us low vibration energy thoughts. And low vibration energy thoughts are not who we are. It's not what we're in alignment to be. We're in alignment to be happy, to be joyful, to be free. We're not in alignment to suffer or to beat ourselves up. But that energy wants to take us to that place. And you know what? From this point on, just say, I'm not going there anymore. Sorry, not interested. I'm taking control of my thoughts. I'm taking control of my emotions. And then you get out of your head using the elevator technique or whatever technique you can use just to get out of the head process and to take all the thinking, all the thought energies, and move it out of your body, move it into the ground, down 10 feet over. And you're going, I can do that? You bet you can. That's what energy awareness training is all about, that you can take that energy and move it. Move it out of the place that makes you suffer and move it to the place where it doesn't affect you anymore. Or at least it's gone down drastically. Okay? Then we move our attention to our center point, to the bottom part of our spine. Why? Because that place opens up our energies. That place opens up the channels, opens up our energy channels for the energy to move freely. And when energy moves freely, we're in high vibrational energy. When energy is stuck, we're in low vibration energy. Great. And then I taught you the PC squeeze, the squeeze the butt cheeks exercise. Why? To get focused in that area, to start creating circulation in that area. So completely evacuate the head and move into the center point. Then I taught you the energetic breath. Simple stuff. Inhale through the nose for the count of three. Inhale through the nose for the count of six. Hold for the count of three. And exhale through the mouth for the count of six. Okay? And then at the end, on the exhale, take a breath and just be in silence for about 5-10 seconds. Just touch that silence. It's your friend. It wants to help you. Wants to support you. Wants you to have a happy life. And that's the energy that comes in silence. That's why people who meditate, they meditate in silence. Why? Because that the silence creates a high vibratory frequency. Now, it's much better if you've cleaned your energy before you do that. And that's what we do in energy awareness training. That's the difference between energy awareness meditation and normal meditation. But we'll talk about that in another video. The important thing is to be able to touch the silence. Now, most people are scared to death to be silent. Their minds, the low vibration energy thoughts in their mind just scare them to death. You know, they don't want to be silent. Why? Because the low vibration energy in that silence will haunt them with what's wrong, what's bad about their life, or trying to have you think the most negative thought in the world. That's why people are afraid of silence. But when you're moving energy, you can be in that silence because energy is moving. And when energy is moving, you're in high vibrational energy. Right? Makes sense? So then what did I have you do? I had you feel the floor underneath your feet. I had you feel your butt in your chair. I had you feel your legs. Why? Because that gets you strongly grounded and rooted in your lower body. And if you're accessing your lower body, the energy is going to flow. When the energy flows, you're in high vibrational energy. Now, this is just a snippet of what I teach in the courses, but I wanted to give this to you. So at least, you know, those of you out there who are going, how do I deal with my troubled mind, my overthinking, my anxiety, my stress? If you got anxiety, if you got stress, if you got fear, if you got worry, what that really means is you have thoughts in your head that are creating a feeling that's expanding into an emotion, that's creating an energetic direction, and that will show up as a behavior pattern that will take you in whatever energy that thought is. Low vibration suffering, high vibration energy peace. This is why it's so important for you to start at the process of recognizing, watching your thoughts, watching your emotions. You're not a punching bag anymore. You're not a victim. You're becoming energetically aware now. And this will help you as you grow and you learn and you expand and you do this regularly. You're going to free yourself from the negativity and from all that low vibration energy. Again, it's a process, though, that has to be done on a regular daily basis. And this is what we do in energy awareness training. So I hope this helped you. And if this has, then go ahead and press like if you would on the video. And I'm going to be making another video on the third part of thinking and thought. So when that video comes out, if you subscribe, we'll send it right out to you so that you'll have it. Okay? This is Glenn Ackerman, Energy Awareness Training. Remember, what did you learn today? Two important phrases. Nothing changes until energy moves, right? And energy flows where attention goes. So put your attention on high vibrational energy. Be happy, and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.